I don't understand the business you're trying to do in a care home like Holly Pohai, I said once my head cleared. Manuel chuckled. It's part of my diversification plan. I'm working with people I've set up in a dozen care homes so far. People like Pamela work for me, as well as hold jobs at the care homes. We have a whole new set of clientele, great source of new revenue. That's all we need, scum like you preying on older people who should be protected. It's the new economy. Manuel tapped out a happy beat with his hand on the steering wheel. I didn't know how to get my aging body out of this predicament. I'd have to wait and see what Manuel planned to do. A few minutes later, we swerved into a dirt parking area and skidded to a stop at a boat landing by Kaneohe Bay. I scanned in all directions. No one else in sight. Manuel got out and yanked open the back door. Out of the car. But I'm admiring the scenery. He grabbed me by the collar and dragged me out. Easy does it. Don't crumple my jacket. After receiving a poke in the ribs, I stumbled toward the bay. Keep moving. I took several more steps and looked over my shoulder, expecting to be shoved again. No one else in sight. Manuel returned to the car and removed something from the trunk. The faint light from the parking area reflected off metal. Uh-oh. Manuel held a shotgun and a duffel bag. You going to blast me into pieces? He jogged up to where I stood.
No, I have something much better in mind for you.
You planning to shoot a duck for my last meal?
Nope.
He patted the barrel.
But it will help you with your final swim.
I don't swim.
He cackled. That's the point.